Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Burp Talks. This is a really special episode for me considering I'm shooting in an actual studio with a very, very interesting personality. Somebody that I've most of us have grown up listening to on the radio and shaped a part of our, you know, like our trips on the van to school probably. Like, so welcome Shriram. This is, I have RJ Shriram Solia with me and I'm so excited.
What's up guys? It's actually good to meet you, Samyukta. And big fan of what you do and your podcast, dude. Yeah. Such fun storytelling. And I'm so very happy that you've started this off. So we are actually recording this show in our live studios. Yes. Of Fever 104. Bang opposite is the 94.3 Radio 1 studio. I'm just in translation. If you press any buttons, you're going to mess up the entire feed in Bangalore. So be very careful. My job is on the line.
But I can't thank you enough for this. This is just, it feels so surreal for me because I've grown, most of my, you know, bus trips to school were probably like early in the morning on 91.9 listening to your voice. And I had the opportunity of meeting you when I was in the 8th grade and I was so thrilled.
Now you're just making me feel so old, which I am actually. I've been part of the broadcast industry for about 13 years now and wow. I can't believe it. So you were in the 8th grade?
Yeah, I was 13 years old and I was constantly posting Facebook updates, taking creepy pictures of you from like a corner. But
I so totally don't remember you.
Oh, wow, thank you so much.
Just don't remember you. Now,
so, you know, there's so much nostalgia that we all associate with radio. Radio kind of takes us back to, at least for me, it's a lot of childhood memories, a lot of car rides, a lot of being stuck in the traffic.
Yeah.
So, what is it for you?
My bread and butter? My salary?
Yeah.
My daughter's school fee? Nah, but more than anything, it's passion, yeah.
Yeah.
It's passion and just like you, I was super fascinated about the medium. And when I was growing up, this was 2009, 2007. That's when I got my first gig on the radio for All India Radio. Okay. Don't even get me started talking about that place. But it was basically this fun gig that I was exposed to when I first started listening to radio. Mm-hmm. And this was FM Radio City that started in Bangalore. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? This just sounds so refreshingly fun. And at the same time, I can't believe there's someone talking on the other end whose job it is to play music that they really love.
Yeah.
Their job it is to talk to people. And this is an actual job and you get paid to do this. And I thought, yeah, this is a great job that I'll never feel bored of doing. So that's when I took up my media studies, a couple of years of media studies. Mm-hmm. And that led me to internships at this very place.
Oh, okay.
I was the first intern at this place and they made me do such stupid things.
Was there like fetching tea and coffee? Is that a part of it?
Worse than that, they made me stand on the road to give away and they did this contest called Spot Intern Shriram and he's going to give you movie tickets and stuff like that. So it was actually a fun
quite
gig.
A journey. Yeah,
yeah. So I started doing that and then that's how I landed my first radio gig. Great fun.
That sounds like quite a journey because from being an intern handing out movie tickets to being a voice that a lot of Bangaloreans like recognize, and I think it's a really cool journey so far. What do you think about radio shaping a city's identity? Because I know that for a fact that whenever I listen to international music, isn't something that every Indian city really focuses on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you actually shaped up a career in a radio channel that plays international music. What do you think about it giving the city an identity?
Ooh, nice question. Nice question. So, every city has radio stations,
mm-hmm.
right? And you'll see in at least our country, for every 50 kilometers, there is a change in language, change in traditions, change in culture. And how exactly do you encapsulate all of these? I'd say radio stations play a very, very important role in that.
Mm-hmm.
Every city has its own lingo. Bangalore has its own tone.
Absolutely.
Bangalore, it's known to be the Silicon Capital of India. Once upon a time, Rock Capital of India, Pub City. It's so cosmopolitan and we have people here from all corners of India and the world, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We are such a city that's open to all cultures and traditions. And how exactly, what is the voice of a city? I think radio stations do an amazing job in capturing that voice of the city.
Right. But do you think that's still the case, considering that there are a plethora of other options that are available? So do you think a city has to find its voice only through radio anymore? Or
not anymore. Not anymore. When I was growing up, yes, FM radio stations had a majority of the stake of attention because the medium was new. And now you see digital having a majority of the attention. And it's only fair. With times, you got to roll with it. Yeah. And this is the reality of the situation right now. And that's the reason why even big organizations, be it in print, be it in radio, be it in any other field, everyone has now succumbed to digitization of things. Yeah. Because right now it's such an amazing content level playing field.
Yeah.
Anyone who's got good content, irrespective of the medium, they'll succeed. And that's why I love what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Your podcast, you're just sitting in a room, you're recording your thoughts, which is so very cool, dude.
And So, as you mentioned, you've grown up in the city, right? So, what is your memory of Bangalore and in comparison to what it is now? Because every time I get in conversation about this topic, people have a lot to say about the Bangalore that was and the Bangalore that is now.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
Look, I know there are folks who keep cribbing about, oh my God, the city is overcrowded, the influx and how... there aren't enough infrastructural needs or infrastructural setting that's been created to handle so many people. But this pandemic has really leveled things. And now everyone has now realized that as long as there's internet, you can work in Dodbalapur, Chikbalapur, you can go to freaking Alibag and work if you want to.
Yeah.
All it takes is the internet. The city has changed crazily because of IT. Bangalore was not so crowded, it became so very crowded, to now I think the current times that we are living in, Bangalore traffic is not bad anymore. Bangalore traffic is not that bad anymore, dude. Like, I mean, come on. I just love this city because there is something in it for absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
And be it an entrepreneur, someone starting off a business, there's a reason why this is the startup capital of India as well, because it's so very conducive.
Yeah.
I hope it remains. I hope there is a good chunk of it that still does remain. And
is there any specific part of old Bangalore that is still special to you and it still kind of remained intact after all these years?
I'd say the greenery in parts of Bangalore that I grew up in is very much the same. I live in JP Nagar, now move towards Kanakpura Road.
Hmm.
The filter coffee, the food. When I visit parts of Whitefield, I sometimes get lost.
For me, anything beyond MG Road, that's the end of Bangalore. I just prefer not to travel.
So, dude, I've grown up in Bangalore when there was no metro line. There was no boulevard.
Right.
Instead, it was just a green area, right? But the autos are still there, right? You still have auto walas who are there.
Scamming us.
And who don't want to come anywhere you want to go. But they're still earning a livelihood. Like, how?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so quick trivia. So I want to know what you think is the best dosa place in Bangalore. Quickly.
Ooh, this will start a fight, dude. okay, so me and my then girlfriend, who is now my wife, we used to visit Vidyarthi Bhavan a lot of times. We used to go to Vidyarthi Bhavan so many times.
Yeah.
You'll hate me for this, but I've never been to Veena Stores.
What?
I've never been to Veena Stores or CTR to have their masala dosa.
Yeah.
Oh man, Bangalore has so many great places. Like, you need to talk about food. Have you done that on your show?
Yeah, I've done an episode on dosa places. Like, me and my best friend sat and dissected every place, analyzed it. And I mean, that's our common interest. That's how we became friends. So,
which is the best dosa place according to you?
See, I love Vidyarthi Bhavan, but I have a feeling that it's a little too oily for my liking. Like, it's kind of dipped in ghee.
Vidyarthi Bhavan has its days. Sometimes they just give you batter.
Yeah. I think it's just for the experience you should go to Vidyarthi Bhavan, right?
Yeah, just to take attitude from their waiters and for them to put you in your place. And no matter who you are, you freaking wait for your slot.
Yeah.
And that's why you got to go to Vidyarthi Bhavan.
For sure. So in closing, I would like you to share some of your most... I'm pretty sure being on the radio, being live and interacting with strangers must have given some really good memories for you to carry back. So do you have any, like,
yeah,
some
dude.
Of the stories that stuck through with you?
But dude, with time, there have been some crazy interactions, some crazy callers. I've got couples, got them married on air. I've had this one lady who turned up to this very radio station where we are right now with her mother, saying that she wants to marry me.
Oh my god.
It was so funny at the same time scary.
How did you deal with it?
Thankfully, we have security guards
right.
all across
wow.
the place.
Yeah.
But
now we know why.
Yeah. So, I've had this one listener given me a motorbike on air. We
wow.
actually went up to a car. We started this contest called a trade-off,
yeah.
Where I started off with one small little pin.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to trade it with something.
Yeah.
So you give me a clock, I'll give you this pin. Now I have a clock.
Mm-hmm.
Now is anyone else willing to take this clock and give me something in return? We got a PlayStation. From
yeah.
a PlayStation, we got a bicycle. From a bicycle, we got a piece of furniture. From furniture, we went into a motorbike. From motorbike to a car. So yeah, dude. So overall, like, it's been a lot of fun.
So to, you know, kind of bring it all together, is there, if there's one thing from your journey that you take away and you want, you know, the next generation to kind of know, what would that be?
I would say there's no substitute for hard work.
Yeah.
You'll need to slog it in with whatever field you like.
Absolutely.
If it's photography, great.
Yeah.
You see, as you get into a creative direction, you get so very involved with it. With time, you'll realize that the money aspect of it, the economy aspect of it, plays a huge role in
yeah.
you producing this content.
Right.
There needs to be money coming in from somewhere for this content to be produced,
mm-hmm.
and for it to have takers as well. Every generation has its own struggles. But I'd say find your happy place of being productive. And I'd say that'll make you that much more stronger. That'll make you that much more cooler.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a really great way to kind of end this episode. This has been so cool. There's so many takeaways, so many things I have to try out.
I'd say this is like the longest episode, and you won't have anyone
Probably.
Listening to this.
Wow.
It's way too long. It's
it
way
is.
Too long.
Yeah.
Considering all your episodes have been, what, 7 minutes long? This one breaks the record.
On breaks a record for so many reasons, not just for the fact that it's long, because this is an entirely different experience for me. But there's so many things that I have to try out from what you've told me, and I hope you try out Veena Store sometime really soon.
Dude,
you gotta share
we'll
your
do
opinion.
It together.
Yeah,
Sham,
for sure.
Sam,
yeah,
we'll
done.
Do this together. Let's do Veena Stores. Done. Breakfast on me. We'll
sort it.
Do it
yeah,
together.
I'm so ready for this.
How are you feeling, by the way? Just to let you all know, Samyukta is now sitting in the driver's seat. I'm
yes.
basically the co-passenger. She's sitting in front of the board. She's sitting in front of the console and running this show. You seem to be very comfortable, and you're doing all right.
I think when I initially saw all the equipment, I got a little like scared. This was me back in like school when I see a math textbook. I'm
yeah.
kind of having the same reaction to it. But I think once I started speaking, this has been way more comfortable than talking to any other guest. I'm not going to lie. This has been such a great
episode. Dude, I'm so happy. And honestly, you're a natural at this, dude. So many people get really intimidated. This is an unlikely setting for you
Definitely.
As well. This is the... Samyukta comes in, she sits and she starts recording. It's not easy to just start off recording the show anywhere and everywhere and say, all right, cool, microphone is on, now begin the show. I think you've done really well for yourself, Sam.
Thank
Give
you
yourself
so
a
much.
Pat on your back. This has been fun. I always look forward to people who are doing interesting things. All the very best on your journey, and always here to help and support.